And over the years, and to this day, they will call them icons, which desecrate, which are possibly blasphemous, or depends on how you picture Our Lady. Am I clear? This is not just representation. It must be venerable, respectful, and thoroughly Catholic representation. And thirdly, the most important thing regarding icons is, besides whom and how they are represented, is how they are venerated. While I was in Italy during my studies, the Bishop of Italy came up with a very strong document telling the people of Italy, look, when you come into church, into a Catholic church, will you please first come to and venerate and pray before a Blessed Sacrament? Because some people were venerating the statues, the pictures, as though Christ was not there. Am I clear? People can become so devoted, that's the right word, to holy pictures, statues, icons, let's call them, to forget or ignore that Jesus Christ Himself is the first and main one to be venerated. Now, in the United States, for sure, and I looked also at your church where we had, well, was it the, well, recently I was in a Catholic church in Calcutta, and I was pleased to see that at least in that church they still had statues and holy pictures. You know, in some Catholic churches, they removed just about everything, and over the centuries, the church had to represent the saints, Our Lady. Yeah, if I ask one more question, excuse me, it motivates you to leave two in the box. Sisters, thank you. When two share, no, when I share with my superior or confessor my inspirations or resolutions, also doubts and struggles, I feel disturbed because I doubt myself if I should, to satisfy my need for attention or to get help and light or to show off. Well, sisters, or sister, I would call that a temptation. Of course, we can show off. Of course, we can want attention. And I think I have to say this, sisters. As I say, the Lord has blessed me with knowing a lot about women. Women do want attention. Did you know that? They want attention. That's why And I'm convinced. That's why women, for example, wear high heels. And many of these heels, you know, when the women walk, they make noise. Pardon me. Women want attention. Oh, how they won't doll up. Well, they won't put on. I think I should tell you this. At the morning mass at 6:30, I see you people mainly on the left of the chapel, and the ladies on the right. You people are all in, well, in your habit. The ladies on the right. Oh. I would be distressed if I counted all the colors. God bless you. However, I would say, put it aside that you're being, well, showing off or wanting attention. If you need counsel, direction, ask for it. And don't worry whether other thoughts, maybe I want to get attention. Get it. Get the advice you need. Ask your superior or confessor and forget about it. Showing off. Am I having a scrupulous mind? What to do to be clear with my motivation? Well, sisters, here's the advice I've given, I keep repeating, for now 50 years. Anyone who wants to do God's will, and look, you wouldn't be here, I wouldn't be here, Frank wouldn't be here, if you want to do God's will. A person whose habitual intention is to do God's will, whatever worries, disturbs, makes the person anxious, is a temptation. Do you hear me? Whatever worries, disturbs, or makes the person anxious, worry, disturbed, if that person sincerely wants to do God's will. Of course, we all do wrong. We all sin. Remember, I have called you so many times, my dear fellow sinners. Nothing new about that. But our intention, our habitual intention, is to do God's will. This, sisters, is a law. A law of Catholic spirituality. A person who gets and repeats, worried, anxious, disturbed, no matter how pious, and sisters, always be some pious thing that will cause the worry or disturbance. Always. Always. As we are teach priests, tell the people, always consider that a temptation from the devil. Because those who want to do God's will, the devil is smart. He won't tempt such people, you might say, ordinary sins. Because with God's grace, they have fairly well mastered their evil inclinations. So what does he do? Then I repeat, causes worry, anxiety, disturbance in the person's mind or conscience. Because a person who is worried, anxious, or disturbed does not think straight, Do you hear me?